Easter is a beautiful life. It's a beautiful time. It's one of my favorite times in the church. It's a time or a season full of life. We are celebrating that Jesus conquered death and that he is alive. And we enjoy nature as the season of spring goes on. At least for me, it's a miracle. I don't used to have spring in my home. We don't have seasons. So for us, it's just amazing to see how the things are coming to life. After looking like they were dead. But we know they were not dead. Easter is also a time full of hope. Jesus resurrected from the dead is the reason of our hope. Hope to do better. Hope to have a better world. Hope to be able to do better in our own life, with our family, with ourselves. Easter is also a time of joy. And again, the reason of our joy should be Jesus resurrected from the dead. Life, hope, and joy. But Easter is also a time full of calls to us to bear witness of the living and resurrected Christ in our own life. St. Peter, after knowing Jesus for a long time, at least we know that he was his disciple among the first for 3 years, finally was able to understand and experience the glory of the risen Lord. Two different things. First, knowledge. Now he has the knowledge about Jesus. He was able to understand what Jesus was saying, what Jesus was talking, that for a long time he didn't understand. And being the witness of the resurrection, he has now the experience of Jesus resurrected. And those two, knowledge and experience, enable him to be able to talk, to preach to his own people about Jesus, about conversion, about repentance. Before, he was not even dreaming about that. But those two elements, knowledge and experience, make him able to proclaim Jesus resurrected. We all are called to experience the risen Christ in our life. We also, like Peter, are called to have the knowledge and the experience. And that can transform our life. And if you have those two elements, nothing will silence you. You will feel compelled to go out and to proclaim that he is alive, that he is risen from the dead. The question is, how can we experience Jesus today? There are many possible answers to that. We all have many opportunities to experience Jesus in our life. One of them is through the grace of sacraments. For us priests, we have the gift to be able to witness the sacraments and to preside the sacraments for the people. Let me share with you some experiences. Yesterday I did 2 baptisms for 2 families. Baptisms are always beautiful because they are new members coming to the church. And it's a very familiar celebration, it's just for the 2 families. And as you go on with the ceremony, with the ritual, you can see how the grace of Jesus is working there. As you see the joy of the families, and even the joy of the little ones who experience that new beginning, receiving a new life from water and the Holy Spirit. Few weeks ago, we did the confessions for those who are going to receive First Communion. Those are also a beautiful experience. First, they are terrified. They are afraid. Oh. They think that they have done something terrible. And it's just little sins. So they are afraid and they go to the confessional. And then you begin to be, I used to open the screen to be able to see them. And as long as they go on and they are able to speak and say their sins, and you give a little advice, and then a penance, and then you give the blessing, oh, they feel about to fly. They feel the grace of Jesus working in them. And of course, for us adults, the sacrament is always difficult, but at the end of the sacrament, you feel that grace. You feel that you are clean, that the mercy of God through Jesus and through the priest, but we are just instruments, is through Jesus can heal your soul and even your own body. Another beautiful sacrament is the anointing of the sick. Usually families call us when the time is coming. And when we arrive at the houses, most of the time they are in despair or kind of anxious or stressed. And as we begin the celebration of the church sacrament, because it's not too long, it's just very short, at the end, you can see the difference. You can see in them peace and confidence. Because they know that the person who is dying is already at peace with God. So we can discover, we are called to discover Jesus resurrected through the sacraments. And of course, in the gospel, the disciples of Emmaus were able to recognize Jesus resurrected at the breaking of the bread. And the group of believers experienced a new encounter with the resurrected Jesus, who told them not to be troubled, not to be afraid, and gave them a commission to go and to preach and proclaim in his name repentance and conversion, and to bear witness of his resurrection. For us, we are also called to recognize him, Jesus, at the breaking of the bread. As you noticed when I was sharing about the sacraments, I didn't mention nothing about the Eucharist, because that is the most important. That is the last, but not the least. We are called to recognize Jesus at the breaking of the bread. As we gather here as a community of believers, we are called to recognize Jesus resurrected at the miracle that happened on the altar. That bread and wine who become the real presence of Jesus. Not just a symbol of our faith, no. It's the real body and blood of Jesus. To recognize Jesus at the breaking of the bread, knowing that it is a memorial. A memorial means to make present something that happened at the past. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we do a memorial of the sacrifice of Christ who died for us. And that happened 2,000 years ago is made present today as we gather and we break the bread. And that breaking of the bread is also a communion. Communion with the body of Christ. Communion with the church. Communion with our community. And that communion has also a responsibility for us. We are called to make community, to make communion with others. And like the disciples in the gospel, we are sent out to go and proclaim repentance and conversion. Repentance that we need every day. That is a permanent call in the church. Repentance and conversion that we need in our family, that perhaps are divided because of many reasons, but sometimes because of faith, because this one believes this and this one, and we don't get together. Repentance and conversion that is needed for our community, that eventually can be divided also because of different opinions or different positions or different way of thinking or dealing with things. Repentance and conversion that is needed for the country. Repentance and conversion that is needed for the world. We are called and sent out to be witness of Jesus and to proclaim repentance and conversion. May God give us the grace to discover the risen Christ among us, to grow in our knowledge about him and our own experience about him, and strengthen our faith and hope every day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.